Kabel 103.3, Ether 106.8.
Boer Jacco bedankt, boer Karin bedankt, boer Dick bedankt. De dierenbescherming bedankt alle Beter Leven boeren. Dankzij hun inzet kregen al 100 miljoen dieren een beter welzijn en bestaat het Beter Leven keurmerk nu 10 jaar. In de supermarkt vind je dan ook steeds meer producten met 1, 2 of 3 sterren. Daarom zeggen we boeren bedankt. Kijk op beterlevenkeurmerk.nl.
Luister elke vrijdag om 5 uur naar Young Urban Sound.
Landa en Jalisa helpen jou het weekend in.
Met de nieuwste tracks, de leukste interviews en de laatste gossip.
Voor al jouw urban flavors. Young Urban Sound.
Als angst en dwang je dagelijks leven beheersen, is dat een flinke stoorzender. Angst en dwang overkomt meer mensen dan u denkt. 1 op de 5 mensen heeft ermee te maken. U, uw partner of uw kind. Zoek hulp. De ADF-stichting wil het taboe voor angst en dwang doorbreken en helpt door mee te denken over een goede en snelle behandeling. Lees er alles over in het magazine Vizier van de ADF-stichting. Vraag vandaag uw gratis exemplaar aan op adfstichting.nl. ADF-stichting. Open over angst.
Op zaterdagavond 9 juni gaan we terug in de tijd met een discofeest met muziek uit de jaren 70, 80 en 90. Wie heeft er niet gedanst op deze geweldige discomuziek? Dit gaat gepaard die avond met een geweldige lichtshow. Terug in de tijd hier met Radio Noordzij. De tickets zijn €7,50 en zijn te bestellen op www.radionoordzij.nl of 020-8508-415. Het discofeest wordt gehouden in het Antoniushuis aan de Kampervoelenweg 207 in Amsterdam-Noord. Dit wil je niet missen. Bestel nu je tickets aan €7,50 voor het grote discofeest op 9 juni op www.radionoordzij.nl of 020-8508-415.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM, kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ja, we gaan beginnen, de Songwriters Guild Live vanuit Salto. We hebben 2 live gasten vandaag. Ik ben trouwens Ro Helfheid. En we hebben Zach Van, hebben we, uit Florida, geloof ik. En GT Thomas uit Amsterdam, oorspronkelijk was dat volgens mij Washington.
Washington State.
Washington State, exactly. Maar we gaan eerst even wat muziek draaien van artiesten die volgende week komen spelen. Te beginnen met Alex Hadley. Alex Hadley komt uit Engeland en hij speelt volgende week dus op de radioshow. En het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren is Possibility. Dat kwam in januari volgens mij uit, dit jaar.
Days once more, my Peridian salon was showing me the door. I'm dreaming about a life. The serendipity call woke me up, and I was dreaming this is where I grew up, but I'm mistaken the night. White lightning on an interstellar reaction through the time of my life. I was living, yeah. Cause living would be a stable mind. I could find, well, are you stealing from me now? I'm on a road with directions to the back of my mind. Well, I'm awaking, yeah. Awaking again to fight. Let out, dreamer, please leave me be. Let out.
Ik ben ondertussen eventjes de livestream aan het share op Facebook. Songwriters Guild Live. We gaan nog even een nummertje draaien van een artiest die ook volgende week komt spelen. En dat is Colorway uit... waar kwam hij ook alweer vandaan? Volgens mij... Oh ja, hij komt uit Florida. Jij komt... You're not from Florida. The Zach fan is not from Florida. I think Colorway is from Florida.
Massachusetts.
What?
Massachusetts.
Oh, hold on. This is... Colorway's from Massachusetts, yes. You're saying? You know Colorway?
Yeah. He's a friend of mine.
No!
Yeah. I recommended your show to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he's playing next week. So we listen to a song. It's called Everybody Wants Me to Love You. Here we go. Yeah, that's really like real rock. I like it. So, Zach, you want to start with playing a song and then I'll do an interview after the song? We're going to move from sort of heavy rock, I would say, to really intimate folk. And, your vocal mic, you could put it more maybe to your mouth, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, dig it.
Yeah, what's the title of the tune you're gonna play?
I forget the name.
Oh, that's okay. Title. We'll just
I'll find it afterwards. I'll find it.
Yeah, it's
'cause it's in there.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead.
Word. A quilt made of half-knitted scarves. Those boys couldn't keep you warm. Green hats and sleeves and not much to live for. Begging you to do them harm. Same old sword and shield. Nothing redeeming to be revealed when they call themselves knights and expect you to kneel when it's not right. And that's all you feel. They call you Katie Cruel, and you'd rather be that than their god. Damn jewel, when you shine, you're bright. When you don't, you're a fool. They betray their own golden rule.
Nice boys, good. So, Zach, you wrote in your bio that a lot of the songs that you write are about things like suicide or relationships that gone wrong, stuff like that. Or?
Oh yeah, unhealthy relationships.
Oh yeah, that was it. Unhealthy relationships.
Yeah, that'd be one of those latter ones that I just that inspired that last one ish. Yeah, sort of.
And also about, for some reason, I thought it was also a little bit about jail time.
Oh, yeah. Stuff well, like, that. Yeah, some prior thing. It was like some little write-up that a friend did. It was real, I think there were like some two, maybe some $3 words in that thing. but yeah, it was real kind and everything. But yeah, it mentioned jail lingo and things like that, because amongst all the other references and stuff like that that I tend to pull out sometimes. I did a little time when I was younger. I'm pretty calm down now though, so.
Okay, so you drew from your experience.
Mm-hmm. I had to do something, you know.
Yeah. Are all your songs autobiographical?
Fairly. Based off of, there's some kind of nugget in there of truth, and some kind of, a lot of references to other songs. Like, there's references to other songs that I found cool in that song, references to movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it all draws off of life, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you're from the South, you're really a Southern. You're from the south of the United States.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alabama, a little town called Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a should we have heard about it or?
They have an arsenal there. They have NASA.
So, NASA.
Yeah, they like. Mm-hmm. Little space program. I'm not sure what all has been done there or from there, other than designing maybe some testing, some stuff to do with the military as well as NASA. Like between the two of them, that's about as much business as goes on in town there. And Von Braun. We have a little center named after that guy, who is apparently part of the whole Operation Paperclip, the scientists that America ended up scooping up after the whole World War II thing.
Okay.
We've got a little civic center there that was named after him. It's changed now. It's like named after some pharmacy or the family the pharmacy's named after, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, the project. I don't remember that name of the project, but it was to build the atom bomb. basically.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Von Braun, I'm not sure what all he was up to in particular, but yeah, there was definitely some designing and some okay. missiles. We have some little monument missiles.
All right. Now enough about Huntsville though. You wrote that you were also you're an actor. Is that something you do professionally?
No. Oh no. This is
you're acting in a series about gang stalking.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I didn't know what it was.
Oh right. Oh, the term in particular.
Gang
right?
stalking.
Yeah. It's all little things, all those things. But that's all old Toot Preminger. That's his project, what have you. I just happened upon it pretty much somehow, knowing somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any prior experience acting in front of a camera intentionally anyway, right?
Mm.
But that's a gang stalking thing. Oh, yeah. I stole some audio.
You stole some audio from
some audio while we were shooting. And, that was in my, I wrote up a little contract. And speaking of, contracts, I used the same trick, in the font to the first email I sent you, the letters, they're not quite letters. They look like letters, but it's actually tiny letters. It's words. And as a result of responding to my initial email, you now owe me all of your birthday gift cards. So,
that was what happened.
You respond. That's part of the clause. If you look real close.
Oh dear.
Yep.
And that's gang stalking.
Your Christmas email or gift cards. Those are yours. I don't care.
So that was like
your birthday gift
sort
cards?
Of benevolent gang stalking going on
you.
There.
I got you. That's what that's about. Oh yeah, here's a little audio.
It's a typical American thing, I think. Almost think because I don't know it in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm a hustler, swindler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gang stalking me, man?
No, man, I ain't gang stalking you.
No, man, you gang stalking me?
No.
Yeah, that's all the red car.
No.
Yep, that's a little stolen audio from that film.
That's
I don't know when it's coming out. I don't know any, no questions.
No,
no further
okay.
questions on
we'll
that.
We'll see how that goes. So about your writing process when you write a song, do you, what is your inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
How do you start?
Well, I start words first, but before that even, I hit up the fridge and I scoop me up a grab a tub of Roscoe's hot dog salad and scoop up a handful of that. And I take to my little typewriter and it's covered in the stuff. Roscoe's hot dog salad. You can serve that hot, cold. I prefer the ranch flavor. I take that and, that nourishes me as I'm at the typewriter. And, from there it flows.
Right.
And, it's my trash can's kind of full.
All right.
Over by the typewriter and everything, naturally. But, every now and then a little gem comes out and...
Okay, yeah. So you throw away a lot of stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
For certain. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are only the best that I brought you today.
Okay, good.
So,
you got any plans for the future? You got anything you're working on right now? Because you got stuff online, right? Yeah.
Got
on Spotify
stuff.
Stuff.
MySpace.
But is there new stuff
Napster.
Coming up?
I've got some recordings. I've got some recordings over here on the old phony phone.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy who makes phone recordings. The album that you've brought out is made out of phone recordings, right?
That on the CD might actually not be recorded on the phone, on a phone. But most of my recordings that you'll run into are on a phone.
And how do you? A little bit of a technical question, but what do you do? Do you just use an iPhone or any kind of smartphone and just record it? Mm-hmm. No overdubs, or what do you do?
No, yeah, usually not much overdubbing. I only just recently got an iPhone, so I've been, doing the old GarageBand on that. But, yeah, when
I because with iPhone now, have a full studio. So if you say phone recordings, I don't give a shit because, you know, there's people making, Billboard, hot Billboard number one albums. Songs on their iPhone nowadays. So if you say phone recording, it could be anything.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It, I don't know. If you go messing with some audio file or whatever, they'll be like, well, did you use the mic on the phone or did you, like what's your rig like?
Yeah. So you use the mic on the phone?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. It all comes from, really just like the ease of it. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, the technology today, you've got a whole little computer in your pocket. All that, why not use it? That's what I figure. And
Well, the most important albums is of Robert Johnson, and that's like, it sounds like it's made on a,
and that's that's what I'm saying. That's what I love. Field recordings, literal.
It
like
sounds
Alan
like
Lomax.
It's made on a very cheap phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, that was on a portable recording device that was like a couple hundred pounds.
Portable wax, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and straight to wax. Okay, thanks a lot. We're gonna hear some more music of you later on during the show. Let's head to Gwen. Gwen, you want to play a couple of tunes?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We had you last week, but I wanted to give you a little more time.
Thank you for that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Let's
put you on. What song you want to start with?
Well, let's see. Hang on. I can't hear anything in my headphones, and I don't need to.
No, and now you can because I put it up.
That is good.
Is it good now?
Hello. It's actually a little hot. You could bring it down a little bit for me.
Yeah. Yep.
And since this chair is here. No, you know what? I'm not going to sit. I'm not going to. And the headphones have to go underneath here.
Very important. Headphones underneath the bass.
I feel like I'm backwards somehow. No, it's okay. Okay, yes. I think you asked a question, but I've lost track of it.
What's the name of the tune you want to play?
Oh, I'm going to start with a song called Edge of the World.
All right. Go ahead.
Could I have a little bit more bass in the headphones? Is that possible, or does it all have to come up? It's hard when you have an electric instrument. It's different. Yeah, that's better. Okay, Edge of the World. Here we go. In pestering swirls, gives unwelcome advice. It can't be stopped. It's an avalanche at the edge of the world. Where my elbows are grazed, there's a grimace revealed, and an eyebrow is raised. Stopped. It's a landslide, sliding down a darkening path. I'm doing the math, cutting it close, right on the nose, getting myself out of your way. I call it a day. I won't take your bait. You got there too late. How about we step back from the edge of the world? At the edge of the world, which I tend to avoid,
stands a lukewarm face, always slightly annoyed. She can't be stopped. She's an avalanche at the edge of the world, where we sometimes must meet. Kiss, kiss, kiss from the ones who you cannot not greet. It can't be stopped. I am riding the wave, waving from a mountainy high, a light in my eye. Places to be, people to see. I'll be on my way out the doors, settling scores. You, if you must, eating my dust. How about we step back from the edge of the world?
Great.
Thank you.
What's the next tune? I'm going to interview you later.
Okay. So. Let's go straight ahead to Backwards Money.
Backwards Money.
Yeah. Just one sec. Not a single day goes by, it doesn't burn the surface of the earth. Not a single opportunity to learn the wages of your worth. Backwards money in the door goes back to what we did before. Before. How to get from A to B, the mystery of getting in the game. Being in the now while cashing out for history. How you ever gonna stake your claim? Backwards money in the door goes back to what we did before. If this is a game, I'm losing. I'm falling up the stairs like in my nightmare. And it never happened to me before. Backwards money keeps your feet from ever touching the floor. Backwards money keeps your feet from ever touching the floor. Backwards money keeps your feet from ever touching the floor. Backwards money keeps your feet from ever touching the floor. Keeps you wanting more.
Yeah, great. Woo.
Thank you.
So I'm going to interview you later. I'm first going to listen to a song of Sleepwalker Station. He has just brought out a new album. Hij heeft net een nieuw album uitgebracht. Hij speelde anderhalf jaar geleden op de show. Let's do this in English. He recorded together with 22 musicians from all over Europe, from Iceland to Andalusia. An album in 5 languages and 4 dialects. They're all European languages and dialects. Mixed in Arizona by the sound technician of Calexico. And it sounds like this. We're going to listen to Hacia Marte.
Contra mis molinos de viento me voy de nuevo a empezar. Donde el viento no sopla y el mar agitado está, encerrado en el hielo, donde la fuerza de gravedad no te tira al suelo cuando quieres volar. Para vivir lejos de esta tierra de vivos muertos y ángeles caídos, los recuerdos florecen cada año de luz, cada día es presente. Cada respiro, eternidad, cada lágrima es un recuerdo, cada parpadeo es olvidar. No hay indiferencia,
indiferencia.
Nadie te dice quién debe ser, viviendo para vivir. Lejos de esta tierra de vivos muertos y ángeles caídos, cada día es presente, cada respiro eternidad, cada lágrima es un recuerdo, cada parpadeo. Es olvidar, es olvidar, es olvidar. Voy a amarte, me voy, a amarte, me voy para luchar contra mis molinos de viento. Me voy de nuevo a empezar donde el viento no sopla. El mar agitado está cerrado en el hielo, donde la fuerza de gravedad no te tira al suelo cuando quieres volar.
Ja, we krijgen allemaal mooie comments in de Facebook livestream. Dank jullie wel voor het luisteren allemaal ook. We gaan door met onze live gast, Zach Van. He's going to do 2 songs for us in a row. And I'm not going to ask him which songs he's going to play. I'll ask him afterwards. Otherwise, you know, he might get too confused, I think. Yeah, don't want to spoil his vibe. So, Zach, go ahead.
I get excited real easy. But this is the first one's gonna be Love and Truth, and the second one is gonna be Vardoger. I think that's how it's pronounced. I think that's like some some mythology related type term regarding ghosts or some sort of entities. I don't know, man. It was just a cool word, honestly. But yeah, word. I don't have coattails to ride. Hell, I barely survive. I'm not ever very nice. So why am I the apple of your eye? Beautiful, you're one and the same with everything. But there's no one like you. Gracious, you got no time for placing blame. Just love and truth. My days are spent with ash, dirt, and oil. And you wake sparkling like microwave tinfoil. This place, it's so miserable and spoiled. But your face, it's worth coming back for. If only I get along with you, the sky would greet me with blue. When my nights are filled with dreams that don't come true, so I sigh. Was anodyne or an antidepressant? It turns out I'm amatol, and it'll never be all right, or maybe it always has been. I'm just sorry if you got too involved. Whoa. I'm always out of line. I never learned my lesson. I'll be one less problem to solve. My ghost won't haunt you. It's bound to have better things to do. No cold rooms, no furniture to move. Bound to have better things to do.
yeah. That was great, man.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to go straight towards the interview with Gwen Chitty Thomas. I just want to know when you play with your bass.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard your productions, they're quite elaborate and
yes,
wild and lots of sounds and stuff. And the bass is really just that single sound, which is like very very low. So there's not a lot of not a lot of identity in it in a way.
Right. It's like with each tone in the bass, you could theoretically have like three different chords above it, so then the melody is like helping determine which of the chords it is,
right?
But then there's still room for more in the middle there, and so I mean I get what you're asking, I think, but you could finish your sentence if you
want. Yeah, well, it's good, but how do you work that? Do you do that deliberately? Do you use the power of it?
You know, it's been like an interesting path for me, because I started writing songs from the piano many years ago because it seemed like the most natural way to visualize what I was doing, kind of. But I've been a bassist the longest, more or less.
Okay.
So I would write these songs at the piano, and then I just was having a heck of a time finding shows where it felt convenient, basically, for me. It was always a hassle to get a piano or a keyboard there. So I made some albums because I thought, well, I'm not that excited about like playing live this way, but I could at least record. And then in the recording process, discovered that I'm actually in a big way a producer. Like, that's probably my favorite place to be, is in the mm-hmm. recording process.
Yeah.
And arranging and adding stuff. But then I had to face this question, like, I'm never going to have that sound when I play live, and I don't think I want to. So what can I do to make it, like, to reclaim it sort of for myself? And just the piano thing wasn't working for me. So as a bass player, I thought, like, this has to work now. And also, when I moved over to the Netherlands in 2009, somehow I just wasn't playing the bass at all, but it was my primary instrument. And like a couple years ago, I realized nobody here even knew I played the bass. And that was so weird to like not be known for your primary instrument. So then I thought, okay, we're going to fix this by playing shows with just my bass and my voice. And then I also started writing songs that way. And so most of what you've heard now between the last show and this one is stuff that I wrote from the bass.
Okay. And that's interesting. And do you then later on produce it with lots of different layers, or do you keep it like this?
I actually haven't recorded these yet.
Okay.
So it's been interesting too. Like, there's only one that I've recorded since I started playing this way. It's a song called Theater of Mirrors, which I actually went to New York to produce that one with Michael Lenhart, who is a great musician whose work I admire very much. And he has some new stuff coming out, the Michael Lenhart Orchestra, which, if you want to understand my music and what inspires me, that's something to check out.
Okay.
And so he produced that for me, and that touches on the sound, like the direction that I want my future recordings to go with these songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But it definitely doesn't feel the same as what you're hearing here.
No, because I think I haven't heard it, but if you say Michael Lenhart, like Michael Lenhart Orchestra, then it's probably not just a bass.
There's not an orchestra on my stuff, but but yeah, no, there's like a good spectrum of sounds, like cool wacky sounds, but mostly sticking to the basics on that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I play, I actually am forming a trio now, and I have I've got a vibraphone player and a percussionist, and we've just started practicing, and it's sounding really, really great. So it gets kind of this nouveau lounge sort of feel, like I'm really into exotica from the 50s and stuff. So.
Right, I think that's a great combination.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think the new stuff could also be recorded in that way and feel very true, more true to like my solo performances, perhaps, than other ways of producing it.
So there's this strand of music that is like, you know, you playing songs that you wrote, but you're also into something new.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I also touched on it last week, but I'm basically starting up this whole new side of my music practice, which is a music-based art project practice, which is like interactive artworks that involve feedback and back and forth collaborative stuff with my fans and audience members. So I've dabbled in it a little bit in the past, but this, I am about to launch a new project probably tomorrow or this weekend. It will be online. It's called Collages and Remixes. Collage and Remixes. Hmm. Shall I explain how it works really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a visual aid for anyone who's on the live stream.
Yeah, he's the camera, so.
So what I've done is I selected like a bunch of different visuals that I've put together in a little kit. And these are going to be available on my website to anybody who wants to download them. And what you can do is cut them out, put them together, make a collage. Everyone will have the same components, though. So mm-hmm. your collage will be unique because your perspective is unique. And I'm just trying to hold these up and talk at the same time, which is proving harder than I thought it would be.
yeah, that's a good practice.
And then on my side of things, I have composed a little piece of music or audio loop to go underneath each individual visual.
Right.
So then people will send their collages back to me, and I will create a remix that is dictated by the design of their collage.
Okay.
So then your collage will be different than the next guy's, so your remix will be different than the next
guy's. And you'll
make
it by hand and send it up, send it back.
It can be, you'll make it by hand. You can do it in software if you'd prefer. You can do it physically.
No, I mean you will make the music.
The music.
By hand.
Yeah, the music
I'm remix by hand.
Yeah, I'll be doing all of the remixing in my studio.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So it's not going to be some sort of an artificial intelligence giving
no.
back, but really you're going to go for this.
Yeah.
And you're really going to make some nice music out of it.
Yes.
Send it back to the.
Every single one of them will be hours of work, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Like it might get faster as I go. But yeah, I'm really excited to see what comes back to me. And also the overall artwork will actually be like the gallery that I will post on my website of it. So you'll see all of the collages with all of their accompanying remixes.
Great.
And it's sort of like an exercise in subtlety and maybe there's vast differences. Maybe the differences are very nuanced, which then kind of makes you think about individual perspectives and how we all have things in common, but we're all different at the same time, that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I totally get it.
It's a great
project. What's the name again? How can people find it?
Yeah, find it at my website, gtthomas.com. And then there's going to be a page. Well, there is a page already called music-based art, and there are several projects on there, and Collage and Remixes is the first one you'll see, and as of should be tomorrow or the weekend, there will be a link to the store where you can get involved at different levels of participation.
You know what? Just send me the link, and I'll share it on our Facebook page.
Cool. I will do that.
Songwriters Guild Live, and then people can easily click on it and just go ahead with it.
It's going to be fun and interactive.
I'll make one as well. Awesome. I'll definitely do it.
Super.
All right. Brad. So are you ready for your last song?
Sure. Let me just back over there.
Yeah. I'm going to put the camera back on. So the camera back to the live spot. We gaan eventjes nog een laatste live nummer horen van GT Thomas. Thomas. Het is niet Thomas. Het is Thomas. Thomas. Yeah.
You got it now.
Ik heb het geleerd inmiddels. All right.
Okay.
So what's the name of the tune you want to do?
This tune is called Slippery Rocks, and it was inspired by a friend's Facebook post where he just posted a photo of himself riding a horse, and he said, rode a horse this summer, and I thought, that is a really great line for an opening of a song.
So it is. All right.
Facebook really can serve some good purpose.
It does, sometimes.
Let's see, I'm feeling a little stuck here suddenly. Barely hear that. Did something change? Just hearing the reverb, I feel.
Yeah, me too.
Huh.
Did I do something? Oh, yeah.
Is that you? That's okay. Okay, here we go. Slippery Rocks. Rode a horse this summer. Felt the sun beat down upon my face. Not the first I've disappeared without a trace. Oh, when I was younger, walked
walked along the reservation, toes in sand and deep in conversation with the slippery rocks in the water. Tell me something I don't know. Please tell me something I don't know. Otherworldly wonders funnel down and on the path I find what got buried in a capsule back in our time. And like all the others, clicking sticks and joking through weekends with the hope we were becoming more than friends. Asking slippery rocks in the water, tell me something I don't know. Please tell me something I don't know. Ooh.
Do you have any shows lining up, by the way?
Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, good, good.
I am doing something funny. I also have this side thing that I do, which is play modular synthesizer music. So
yeah,
I'm performing
so
on Sunday at Kytopia at 7:30 with an ongoing series they have called Modulation that happens every 2 months on the last Sunday of the month.
You're playing there every 2 months.
No, I'm not playing there every time, but the event Modulation occurs.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy who's Allert. Yeah, he's into all that stuff.
Yes.
Modular synths.
It's a great, great, great community if you're looking for like supportive, creative, inventor type people who are interesting and fun. And I will be there performing also as GT Thomas, because that's my name, but not this music that you heard today.
You're gonna play your instrumentals, I guess.
It's just weird synthesizer music. It's like actually pieces that I composed for a mini pop orchestra years ago. I'm trying to adapt them for my semi-modular synthesizer now. So that's also a fun challenge, but maybe a story for another day.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, have fun.
Yeah, I will. Everybody's welcome.
So. All right, good. We zijn bijna gekomen aan het einde van deze show. Ik moet het afscheidsnummer alweer gaan draaien zo'n beetje. We gaan nog eventjes... ik wil nog even de gasten bedanken. Zach Van en GT Thomas, thanks for being on the show. Er is komende donderdag weer een nieuwe Songwriters Guild Live van 4 tot 5. Dan heb ik als gasten Colorway uit de VS, Massachusetts, I believe. En nog een reizende ster uit Engeland, Alex Hadley. Ik heb allebei de muziek van hun gespeeld. We gaan eruit met Leslie Helpert. Die speelde ook op onze show bijna 8 jaar geleden. En het nummer waar we naar gaan luisteren is Young Coconut Water.
We both anchored the pickaxe, and by surprise, it struck simultaneously in each of our sides. So this time we became blood sisters.
U luistert naar